Thou hast been a helper and protector to me, and hast preserved my body from destruction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Catherine, and she was only a young girl when she bravely told the mighty emperor that it was wrong to torture and kill Christians. And because of this, the emperor had her beheaded, and the angels carried her body to Mount Sinai, the same mountain where God had given Moses the Ten Commandments. And you can see the depiction of Saint Catherine's exaltation and in that lovely painting there on the aisle. But since tomorrow is Thanksgiving, I wanted to tell you a story how grateful you need to be to your benefactor, whether it's God Almighty or your parents. There lived once a king who had a son named Prince Wicked, and this prince was truly fierce and cruel, and he spoke to nobody without abuse or blows. And his people said to one another, "If he acts this way while he is a prince, how will he act when he is a king?" One day when the prince was swimming in the river, suddenly a great storm came on, and it grew very dark. In the darkness, the servants who were with the prince swam from him, saying to themselves, "Let us leave him alone in the river, and he may drown." In the darkness, the prince was swept down the river, and he was crying for fear he would drown when he came across a log, and he climbed upon the log and floated farther down the river. The water also rushed into the homes of a rat and a snake who lived on the river bank. The rat and the snake swam out into the river and found the same log the prince had found. The snake climbed upon the end of the log, and the rat climbed upon the other. On the river's bank, a cottonwood tree grew, and a young parrot lived in its branches. And when the storm pulled up his tree, it fell into the river. Looking down, the parrot saw the log and flew down to rest. Now there were four on the log, floating downstream together. And just around the bend in the river, a certain poor man had built himself a hut. As he walked late at night, listening to the storm, he heard the loud cries of the prince. He shouted, "I will save you, I will save you," as he swam out in the river and saved Prince Wicked. Then the poor man saw the snake, the rat, and the parrot, and carried them to his hut. He built a fire, putting the animals near it so they could get dry. He took care of them first, because the animals were the weaker, and afterwards he looked after the comfort of the prince. This made the young prince angry, and he said to himself, "This poor man does not treat me like a prince. He takes care of the animals before taking care of me." Then the prince began to hate the poor man. When the storm was all over, the snake said goodbye to the poor man with these words, "You have been very kind to me. I know where there is some buried gold. If you ever want gold, you have only to come to my home and call Snake, and I will show you the buried gold. It shall be all yours." Next, the rat said goodbye to the poor man. "If ever you want money, come to my home and call out Rat, and I will show you where the great deal of money is buried near my home. It shall all be yours." Then the parrot came, saying, "Silver and gold have I none, but if you ever want rice, come to where I live and call Parrot, and I will call all my family and friends together, and we will gather the best rice in the fields for you." Last came the prince. In his heart he hated the poor man who had saved his life. But he pretended to be as thankful as the animals had been, saying, "Come to me when I am king, and I will give you great riches." So saying, he went away. Not long after this, the prince's father died, and Prince Wicked was made king. He was then very rich. By and by the poor man said to himself, "Each of the four whose lives I saved made a promise to me. I will see if they will keep their promises." First of all, he went to the snake, and standing near his hole, the poor man called out, "Snake." At once the snake darted forth, and with every mark of respect he said, "In this place there is much gold. Dig up it and take it all." "Very well," said the poor man. "When I need it, I will not forget." He went then to the place where rat lived, calling out, "Rat." The rat came at once and did as the snake had done, showing the poor man where the money was buried. "When I need it, I will come for it," said the poor man. Going next to the parrot, he called out, "Parrot," and the bird flew down from the treetop as soon as he heard the call. Said the parrot, "Shall I call together all my family and friends to gather rice for you?" The poor man, seeing that the parrot was willing and ready to keep his promise, said, "I do not need rice now. If ever I do, I will not forget your offer." Last of all, the poor man went into the city where the king lived. The king saw the poor man and said to himself, "That poor man has come to ask me for the great riches I promised to give him. I must have his head cut off before he can tell the people how he saved my life when I was a prince." So the king called his servants, said to him and said, "You see that poor man over them, seize him and bind him, beat him at every corner of the street as you march him out of the city, and then behead him." The servants seized and bound the poor man. They beat him at every corner of the street. The poor man did not cry out, but he said over and over again, "It is better to save poor, weak animals than to save a prince." At last some wise men among the crowds along the street asked the poor man what prince he had saved. Then the poor man told the whole story, ending with the words, "By saving your king, I brought all this pain upon myself." The wise man and all the rest of the crowd cried out, "This poor man saved the life of our king, and now the king has ordered him to be killed. How can we be sure that he will not have any or all of us killed? Let us drive him out." And in their anger, they rushed from every side upon the king and threw him out of the city to be gone forever. And then they made the poor man king and set him to rule over them. The poor man ruled his people well, and one day he decided once more to try the snake, the rat, and the parrot. So, followed by many servants, the king went to where the snake lived, and he at once calling snake, came out the snake from his hole, saying, "Here, O king, is your treasure, take it." "I will," said the king, "and I want you to come with me." Then the king had his servants dig up the gold. Going to where the rat lived, the king called, "Rat." Out came the rat, and bowing low to the king, he said, "Take all the money buried here and have your servants carry it away." "I will," said the king, and he asked the rat to go with him and the snake. Then the king went to where the parrot lived and called, "Parrot." The parrot flew down to the king's feet and said, "O king, shall I and my family and my friends gather rice for you?" "Not now, not until rice is needed," said the king. "Will you come with us?" The parrot was glad to join them. So with the gold and the money and with the snake, the rat and the parrot, the king went back to the city. He had a tube of gold made for the snake to live in. He had a glass box made for the rat's home and a cage of gold for the parrot. Each had the food he liked best of all to eat every day, and so these four lived happily all their lives. You see, children, it is God who has created you and given you your life. If you only live for yourself, like the cruel emperor and Prince Wicked, who were ready to kill the good servants, there is nothing good to expect. If you forget your benefactor, God Almighty, you show much of ingratitude. Now, with the long weekend off from school, remember to be thankful to God and say some extra prayer in thanksgiving. And also say an extra word of thanks to your parents, who have worked so hard to bring you all you need in your life. After all, you would not want to be left second place to the snake, the rat, and the parrot. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.